Okay, so Mishnah Dalet now says exactly like the root of the fire system. The Gemara actually, the Bavli says that this isn't all the stops of the fire. There actually was like other sub stops on the way. These are like the major mountains, and so I guess it maps out for you the route as the fire went. It says there were other many stops along the way. But the general gist is moving north and east towards Lebanon. Most Jews were in northern Israel and then into Babel. So that's the route to notify. So it says, "Umein hayu masiyin masals." Like, what was the route? And that they lifted up the masals. So first, Mahar Mishcha. They started on Mahar Mishcha, which means the mountain of
Olives.
That's right. So Zesim, the Pasuk actually in Zechariah calls Har Zesim, Har Zesim, the mountain of Olives. But they called it here Mahar Mishcha. Moshech means, like Mashiach, means to anoint. Because that was the anointed from that. It's not literal translation, but that's where they got the oil for anointing. And why did they choose that mountain? Jerusalem is surrounded by mountains, but Har Zesim is in the east of Jerusalem. So that's the direction we want to be heading. That's how we start. Okay. Mahara Mishcha le Sartava. From Mahara Mishcha, the Mount of Olives, it went to Sartava. Sartava is... it's a mountain in the northeast of Jerusalem. The Gemara says it's 20 parcels. Eight parcels, it says. A parcel is four mil, so we said this already. It's 20-something miles away, however it's going to be, okay? Something like that, 20-something miles away. Already that's great. The Gemara says you can see something in the distance up to that, I guess that's a speck in the sky. I guess it depends how bright the light is. But anyways, that's the step one.
Curvature.
Sorry?
Curvature of the
Earth. Well, I don't know if curvature of the Earth is necessarily relevant, since we're talking hilltop to hilltop. So, right. I mean, but anyways, it's obviously arbitrary. It's not just, I don't know. You know what? It's obviously, you see the sun through the horizon 93 million miles away, so obviously... It depends on how big the fire is and everything. But anyways, that's what it says. Okay? Umasartava le Grofina. From Sartava, it went to a place in English we call it Agrippina, from like Agrippus. This is actually a mountain, seems like a bit of a detour, but it's near Caesarea. Modern day Caesarea. Okay, Agrippina. That's the next stop, main stop.
It's going
the wrong direction. I guess, yeah, that's right. I think they're stuck because they have to follow the mountain.
Yeah, right?
Sorry?
Syria.
Exactly, so we're going to go through Syria and around, exactly. It's north and east as much as the lay of the land will allow. Okay? Fine. Umigropina la Chavran. So Chavran in English is Oren. A-U-R-A-N. Which is a mountain in Jordan. So probably a few steps on the way here. But that's that. It's a mountain in Oran. A-U-R-A-N-I-B-I-S. Oranibus in Jordan. There you go. That's what. Whatever. That's what I researched and found. Fine. Umechavran the base Biltan, and from Chavran in Jordan went to base Biltan. Base Biltan. Base Biltan is also known as Mount Biram. B-I-R-A-M. This for sure, I guess, almost for sure had stops on the way. It's in modern day Syria, although modern day Syria was ancient Israel. So this was on the border of Israel, the northern border of Israel, in modern day Syria, and. It kind of overlooked the beginning of Babel, so that was like the border town. And from there, you see, from Beis Biltan, Lo Zazu Misham. They didn't have to move any farther from there. Elamola Chomovi Yamal Emor. They would wave front, you know, to and fro, up and down. Ad Shehaya Ruah Kol Hagola, until the whole exile could be seen from the person's top of the mountain there on Biltan, Kemaduras Eish, like one big fire. So the Bartanur just says Bnei Babel, the people of Babel. Aruch Lanera says, well, obviously you can't see the whole of Babylonia, like Iraq, from one mountain. So Aruch Lanera says it starts out in Pumbedisa, which is like essentially a border town in Babel, and they would all go to the roofs and start waving their torches. They know what's going on, and then the mirror explains them from there. It would spread around. So I guess as far as the eye could see, so to speak, the guy on top of Biltan would see like the whole, everyone's waving flyers, and it would spread. It's obviously.